Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Just 23, today's verse is from Surah Zumar, ayah 10. Ittaqu rabbakum. Have taqwa of your Lord. Allah mentions the word taqwa hundreds of times in the Quran. It's clearly something important that we need lots of reminders for. But what is taqwa? Taqwa comes from the root word wiqaya, which means protection, or a shield which is used for protection. So when Allah asks us to have taqwa, He wants us to shield and protect our souls from the harmful things that take us away from Him. What sort of things do you think our soul needs protecting from? Everything has either a positive or a negative effect on our soul, from the things we say, see, hear, and do. Taqwa is to protect our souls from these harmful things through the remembrance of Allah. When we build up our taqwa, it gives us the strength to do what is right and keep away from the things which harm our souls. I think it's fascinating that when Allah talks about fasting in the Quran, He says the purpose of it is to attain taqwa. What might fasting have to do with taqwa? I loved this example that I heard once. When we want to become good at something, we need to train for it. Think about athletes who undergo tough training sessions every day so that they can be at the top of their game. As their body adapts, it makes their task easier. Similarly, the month of Ramadan is a training program, but for our souls. For 30 days, there's a battle going on inside us. No matter how much our throat or our stomach screams for food and water, our heart says to them, "No, Allah is more important." For 30 days, we beat the temptations of our stomach and our eyes through the things we watch, our ears through the things we listen to, and our tongue through the words we speak. Our heart fights against the temptations from all of them. So as our bodies grow weaker, our hearts got stronger. And that's where Allah tells us that taqwa rests. Inshallah, once these 30 days are over, we'll have strengthened our taqwa to help protect our souls for the months to come. Let's pick out the key word to help us remember and recall this passage. Taqwa, meaning God consciousness or protection. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a shield, a taqwa. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keyword to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection, what the verse means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. Maybe I can try and fill this last week of the month of Ramadan with deeds that will boost my taqwa. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in the key word and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.